Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today on the World Cafe, Chris Bathgate, is a singer-songwriter from Michigan who released his debut in 2005, and his new album called Salt Years is fourth. He wrote it during a two-year period of hard times personally. He is here with his band to play live, and I started out by asking him to explain the title, Salt Years, of this new album.
Salt Years. So think about different uses of salt in terms of struggles, or like it's sort of, you know, it's the antithesis of sweet. It's actually part of a lyric from the title track off of it, which is whistling in a candy store, and I'm just choking down a salt year. So it's sort of like a period of difficulty.
And reading about this, your period of difficulty was like a two-year salt year.
Yeah, it was like a two-year. So I just used the word year. Sort of, I think some people describe Lennon having a lost weekend. That was actually quite a bit longer. So the salt year is actually probably about two and a half years.
There are some beautiful songs with very emotional songs. And I'm wondering, during the salt year, did you write at times of high emotion or did you have to look back at things?
No, it was sort of both. It was sort of reflection and then things that were happening to me during the recording process. So some of the tracks that were written, a good example is that it's the drums of No Silver were recorded on one of the worst days of my entire life. So it was me, you know, sort of sitting on the floor of a studio, like literally banging out any frustrations I had that day. So it was sort of like a little bit of reflection for what had happened prior, but some of it was definitely in the moment.
Was it difficult to make the record?
Extremely. It's the most difficult record that I've made to date. So.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you on this end, it's worth it. It just sounds fabulous. So what do you want to begin with?
We're going to play a song called Everything Overture.
Everything, the skin contains no matter how hard I sing, it still remains. Everything I sing these days, no matter how hard it stings, it still they wither. weather. No matter how sad or strange, every
that is Everything Overture, which is actually the final song on the album Salt Year from our guest today, Chris Bathgate, who's here with his band from Michigan. And so why'd you put the overture in the end?
Originally, it was actually supposed to be the first track. But it, for us, it was sort of, especially the last 30 seconds, are sort of the most cathartic for me. So it sort of felt like, even though it's the overture, it's the most cathartic moment. It's the most succinct sort of description of how I felt at that period of time. So we moved that back. Mm. It's a bit of a language contradiction, but for us, it feels like the most cathartic.
Well, and Eliza Hugh is a great opener, too, yeah. So it works well that way. The album has a lot of just wonderful musical textures. There's some wheezy horn parts, and you even hear more of things like fiddle and that. Were you very careful in how you orchestrated it?
Yeah, sort of obsessive. There's a lot on the cutting room floor for this record, so there was incidents where I had whole string quartets in there, and we'd spend a whole day sort of tracking things, getting different parts, and then as I'm sort of arranging in the studio and mixing things around and taking things home and listening to them, a lot of stuff didn't get used. So there's hours of parts that didn't make it onto the record.
Chris Bathgate is our guest. And Chris, what do you want to do next?
We're going to play a song called Poor Eliza. Save me, poor Liza, my path seat.
My vision's all black hole and quivering. It is what it is, what it is. I curse thee for placing these dark days upon me, for setting my blood as your dowry. It is what it is, what it is. Fully out in the garden, out with the haze softly darkening, and painting it all light and liquid. The shadows all sear us and curse it, all washing out in the distance, all washing out in the distance.
Chris Bathgate, that is Poor Eliza, another one from Saltier, the new album out on Quite Scientific. Band playing live for us today. I think Poor Eliza was the first thing I heard of yours, and then there's one other wonderful song called No Silver. Is that one you could do?
Yeah, we're going to play that right now.
So. Cool.
I ain't got no silver, I ain't got no gold, in the watchy winter, with the storm so cold, well you know I froze, sun. I ain't got no silver, I ain't got no gold, in the dead street daylight, and in the dark so cold. I ain't got no silver, I his own.
That's No Silver. It's another one of the new ones from Chris Bathgate's Salt Year. When I hear your music, there's so many, I think of so many other things. For instance, I guess it's just because of the accentuated fiddle part on that, but there's kind of an old-timey thing that comes in, even though the record doesn't sound particularly that way at all. I was wondering, was that any kind of an influence?
Old-time music is definitely an influence. I play a lot of fiddle tunes on mandolin. It's like my number one recreational music. We don't really gig with it that much. There's conflicting philosophies about old-time music and if you should make money off of it, I think, in some circles. But yeah, I think that traditional fiddle music is a huge influence on me. And in different ways, songs will take on the structure of those fiddle tunes, which typically have an A and a B part, two melodies, and often are cyclical and have very sparse words. So I take a lot of inspiration from traditional fiddle music.
Well, speaking of circular, you've worked a lot with loops in the past?
That's correct, yeah.
How so?
So
looping guitar parts, or
yeah, if I play solo, I'll often have pretty loop-ridden sets where a lot of the structure is built up live, and I'm playing multiple guitar parts on top of each. You know, things sort of stack up, and I bring that in and out, sort of to recreate the songs in a more full way live. I also loop my own voice as well at certain points. And way back in the day, I used to sample poets and stuff like that. One that was really popular was Donald Hall. I don't know if you read him, but or Kurt Vonnegut, or things that I was reading that had relevance to the tunes. I would pre-record them, and then, which is sort of a shock to the audience because they watch you build up this loop, and then all of a sudden, a human voice comes out of your amp that they don't know where it's coming from. So it's kind of snaps people back into the performance a lot of the time.
Wow. Well, we have time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
We're going to play a song called Cold Press Rail.
Stories onto a platform of solder and steam. I have a brow that was born to betray me. I may be gone, but not quite to bury. I have all states, you have worlds you attain. More than the crumbs that have bled for this evening. I saw true love. love just lie dead before me. I called it God and oh, now I'm its son.
Cold Press Radio, finishing up our session today with Chris Bathgate and this great band. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Stephen.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.